Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue tape shoe.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. It's just you and me still. One more segment. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about the tax reform bill, the so-called tax reform bill, and then I want to talk a little bit about cryptocurrencies. So first, the tax bill. You know, folks, I don't know if you remember, but I warned you in the spring, in March, maybe April, I wrote a piece, and I talked about it on the show, and I warned you about this law before it was a law. When I heard them talking about some of the things they were talking about, when I heard them talking about a pass-through entity, using the word pass-through entity, that was code for me congressional code, political class code for how do we create another taxing lever. And I warned you about this. And I said that I was troubled by it and that we were going to have to follow it. Then in the end of September, I did it again. I had a little more information. I actually had some language from the bill, from some of the bill. And I found some of it that was attributed to small business, and they actually used the term wealthy individuals in a sentence next to the sentence where they talked about how they were going to tax small businesses' pass-through income. And I told you about that back in those days. And so now we've got this bill that's about to be, they're still talking about getting it done this year. And Lord knows we need a tax reform bill. And Lord knows I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be glad they did anything, but I will tell you, this is probably not going to be a bill that small business owners are going to be happy with across the board. And even recently, even in the last 2 days or so, you've been hearing people talk about how some people are going to pay more in taxes. I fear that some small businesses will wind up paying more, and some, more than they want, and more than I want, will wind up paying, at least not getting any kind of a break. Some people will. There will be some people who will get a break. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope that when they finally get it all done, when they reconcile the House and the Senate completely, I hope that cooler heads prevail, but right now I'm worried about it, and so don't go spending the money yet. So that's still to come. And I'll be reporting on that over the next couple of weeks or so. Now, I want to move over to cryptocurrencies, of which Bitcoin is one. I'm not an investment expert. Maybe real estate. If you want to talk about real estate, I can hold my own with most anybody on that. But when it comes to stocks and that sort of thing, I'm not an expert. I don't hold myself out to be. That's another show. But I will tell you, I know a little bit about mania. I know a little bit about Ponzi schemes. I know a little bit about those kinds of things. And there's a fundamental motivation behind every one of them. And this is how I want you to apply it to Bitcoin. It's called the greater fool theory. The greater fool theory. And that is that you buy in believing, even though you know that what you're buying into it because it's a little mania. You're excited. It's like you're at an auction or something, right? And you get excited. And you're buying hoping that there'll be a greater fool that will pay more for what you're buying than you are. So when you sell, you'll be able to sell at a higher price. So you're not thinking about the intrinsic value of the asset. You're not thinking about whether it has a job or not. You're not thinking about whether there's anything behind it. You're just thinking about that there'd be a greater fool. And if you go back and study tulipomania, go to Google and type in this word, tulipomania, from the 1600s. John McKay wrote about it in his book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. Isn't that a great title? Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. One of the centerpieces of that book was tulipomania, where people were buying tulips, regular old tulip bulbs. Okay, they were pretty, but they were just a plant. One bulb, a single bulb, was bringing $3,000-$4,000 a bulb, converted to U.S. dollars. That's the equivalent for one plant. And of course that bubble burst, and it was called tulipomania. It collapsed, and it collapsed their economy for a while. But at least with a tulip, you could plant it in the ground. If you bought a $4,000 tulip bulb and it became worth a quarter overnight, which it did, you could at least put it in the ground and enjoy it. Or if you were in a pinch, you could eat it. But not cryptocurrency, not Bitcoin. Now, what I'm worried about right now, and the way I think you need to think about it, is cryptocurrency is the future. If you live long enough, you will do business with cryptocurrency. Probably all currency will be cryptocurrency eventually. But what I want you to focus on more right now is not so much cryptocurrency, but the technology behind it. Because that will be how you'll do your regular business, whether it be CloudCoin or whether it be blockchain. Watch the technology. Technology will lead cryptocurrency.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.